Greetings, New York. Greetings, Taxi World. Greetings, all you taxi drivers all over the country. You're on the Mike and Abe Show. And, Mike, what's going on?
What's going on is it's summertime in the city. I can't believe the summer is almost over. It's, my God, it's the 21st of August. Good Lord. The 21st of August. I can't believe this is crazy. The summer's almost gone.
Well, you could pick you could pick any day of the year and say that.
Well, where you are, where I am, we have precious days for the snow's going to be back in another month. I mean, it's like I can't believe this.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I haven't seen snow in 4 years now.
Yeah, you miss your snow. Huh? You miss your little upstate snowstorm.
I miss it not.
You miss it not. What was the worst? That's one thing I love about this show, folks. We have Abe here. Was like it's like talking to a time machine. What was your worst snow story with between the cab and living upstate? I mean, I know you drove one night.
Well, it was that night, if you recall, that I was driving. It was Sunday night, and it turned out to be a 26-inch snowstorm. Okay, and this is going back, I believe, 2003. No, I'm sorry, not 2003, 2013 or. No, what am I talking about? It was 2011, I believe. Okay?
Yeah.
And you were sharing the taxi with me and our
right.
other friend, remember? And it was like 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. And
Warren Buffett. You mean that guy?
Yeah, Warren Buffett from Vietnam. Okay?
Right. And so who's paying me $1 a year for
okay, that. Okay, let's not go there, Mike, okay? All right, but it was Sunday night and it had just started to snow. It wasn't really coming down heavy. And I got a fare from Penn Station to Riverdale. Okay?
Right.
And after a couple of minutes it wasn't raining I mean, it wasn't snowing very hard, but I told this woman, I said, Miss, we'd have to be nuts to get on the highway, okay? Because it really started coming down, okay? And she said, well, what will we do? I said, I'm going to take Broadway all the way up to Riverdale, I told her, okay? You know, it'll take a little bit longer, but we'll be safe. And she didn't mind. Mm-hmm. She didn't mind, okay? And I took Broadway all the way from Penn Station, you know, picked up the two-way Broadway, you know, Columbus Circle, okay? And I just took Broadway all the way through Harlem, all the way up to the Broadway Bridge that goes into the Bronx, okay?
Right.
And I took her to Riverdale. And then I called you and I said, listen, I gotta park this cab. Remember? And and you helped me dig out my car. My private car, right?
Yeah.
We parked the cab in Flushing, as we always did. And then I drove upstate to Sullivan County, where my house was. Okay?
Yeah.
And what normally takes me 2 hours from Manhattan took me 5 hours. Okay?
Right.
I mean, it was really, really snow. Okay?
Yeah.
And luckily, I had an all-wheel drive Subaru. Okay?
Right.
Because that got me through. I just kept going. I was seeing cars off the road, you know, in ditches, right? And I just kept moving like a tank, like the M60 tank I used to drive when I was in the Army.
Oh, my God.
Okay? But I drove slow. Better safe than sorry. I was in no hurry to get home. I just wanted to make sure... Mm-hmm. That I was able to get home, and I did, okay?
Right. We're all very glad, because otherwise there'd be no website and no show.
Well, I might be needing an accessible taxi, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, you know, crazy things happen in car accidents, you know. You could be perfectly normal and well-fit one day, and have a car accident and become a quadriplegic, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's why I, you know, Vision Zero makes sense. I don't know if they're doing it correctly or realistically, but you know, what really makes sense is that you should slow down when the weather is bad. Okay, really slow down. You should never drive fast any time. Okay, but we used to have a sign in my fleet garage when I first started driving at Tilden Avenue in Brooklyn, and there used to be a sign in the driver's waiting room that said, weather doesn't cause accidents. Accidents are caused by drivers who don't adjust to the weather.
Right.
Okay? So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, this is one of the crazy things about this business now. I just read that the TLC, effective this month, is enacting something passed by the city council where cab drivers can now, they don't even have to speak English, but they can take a test for the cab driving in their language. So if something happened like that, like someone gets in your cab and it's snowing and you're talking about Riverside and da-da-da, how's that going to work if the cab driver, literally, as per Comrade DiWacchio, who is apparently going to be out of here next year, how could you have a test for a cab driver and have it sanctioned by the city council that the guy doesn't have to speak English at all?
I don't know what prompted them to do that. Okay.
The city council passed it and it became law apparently last month. And it's like, listen, I know there's some guys in this business, not you, but some guys who love cheap labor. And I guess if the guy doesn't speak a word of English, that's probably going to be the cheapest labor you can get. Is the less the English, the cheaper he, she shall work for. But if you now have yellow cab drivers, well, not only do they not have to speak English, but they're going to be allowed to take a test in their language. And they say, oh, well, he can use the GPS. It's like, okay, well, how can you get from the point of talking to the lady, in your case, in a snowstorm about taking Riverside, and it's going to be busy, and we have to take a little... I mean, you have to have some basic functional communication skills to drive a cab, and it's beyond me how they could do this.
Well, let me say this. You know, I've had many fears over the years where the passengers didn't speak English.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
And what I would do is when I realized that we weren't communicating, okay,
right,
I would hand them a piece of paper on my clipboard and a pencil, right, and say show them, write down where you're going, and they were always able to write it down, you know, like, you
right,
know, like Houston and Broadway or whatever, mm-hmm, and that's all I needed to know.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You know, there's no reason to speak with your passengers. Okay, in most cases, I mean, you know, there are times when you might want to consult with your passenger over the route you're taking, okay?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, look, we don't live in a perfect world, Mike, all right?
Yeah.
You know, and even, you know, those that passed the English proficiency test, which I can't imagine how proficient that was because I never had to take it. You know, I mean, you know, if your native language is not English and you just came to this country, but you know enough to get by, you know, I don't know. I mean, how accurate were those tests? That's what I want to know.
Here's the thing. I mean, if I'm half Czechoslovakian, if I jumped up tomorrow and started driving a cab in Czechoslovakia,
you'd have a problem.
I'd have a problem. All right,
yeah.
And I would expect myself to be able to have at least some basic Czechoslovakian skills to be able to talk as a cab driver in Czechoslovakia. Okay, and I'm sick and tired of these morons who say, oh, my God, that's racism. No, it's not racism.
No, it's not racism.
It's
common sense. It's common sense that
it's common sense
that the driver should be able to understand their passengers.
Right.
Okay.
And what about the passengers? If you took a survey of our passengers and said, should the yellow cab drivers have basic communication skills? Yes. I bet most of these people don't even know about this idiocy that they just passed the city council. I just found that yesterday. It's like there's no publicity. There's no nothing. It's just... All these industry leaders who don't tell us anything.
Mike, listen to this. Okay, listen to this. Okay, I posted a video this morning from the Daily News about the new GPS meters. Okay, and they look pretty cool. Okay, and I like them. All right.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have technology today where you can speak into a microphone in one language and it'll come up on your screen in another language.
Uh-huh.
So how about that?
Well, maybe that's what they're doing. They're trying to sell another gadget.
No,
maybe
that would be a great gadget.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what better tool could you have than a language translator? You know, you're worrying about this problem that the driver can't communicate with the passenger or vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what better tool could you have than something like that? And it exists. It actually exists. All right.
It exists, but it's just, is it mainstream? How long has it existed? I mean, does it cost $5,000?
It has existed for a long time, and I bet you they could build it into those new GPS meters, okay?
Well, look, all I know is that the fact that the taxi commission said that cab drivers should not be required to speak any English, at least some English, is disgusting. Now, here's what I think. We had a competitive advantage where our service in the yellow cab was being viewed as better than Uber and Lyft and whatever, because people get in my cab and tell me those guys don't know where they're going and those guys can't communicate well. And finally, the yellow cab was getting to the point where we had an edge as far as providing better service. And now, because I guess the lobbyists had something to do with it for our so-called friends at Uber and Lyft, now that competitive advantage is being destroyed.
Mm.
So everybody wants what's happening with the yellow cab. We had a competitive advantage where, why should a passenger have to tell a cabbie with a GPS every single waking moment he's going to use a GPS? Why can't passengers get in again with the service aspect and get a cab driver who knows where he/she is going and speak some basic commands?
You know something,
I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry.
I know, but let me just say this. You know, I'm not saying you're wrong because you're not wrong. Okay.
I'm never wrong.
Well, you're wrong sometimes. Okay, but you know, we're living in an age where technology is outpacing the human brain. Okay, all right, and there will come a time when there are language translators inside the taxi, electronic language translators. It hasn't happened yet, but you know, when there's a problem and a way to solve it, eventually it comes to be. All right.
Right.
So what more can I say? They passed the law. The drivers don't have to pass the English test. You know, it will be dealt with probably as situations occur where it needs dealing with.
Well, Matt Doss, he had some problems. I know he got there were a couple of lawsuits against the TLC that Dan Ackman won, and God bless Dan Ackman. He's a godsend to this business for protecting cab drivers. He won a couple of great cases.
I know that.
But Matt Doss made rules, what made it actually something more to become a cab driver. He made it into a profession. He made some rules that I thought some of them under his watch were draconian, but the new TLC has weaponized some of these rules, in my opinion. But he made a set of rules that was going to make cab driving into a profession. And if you have elevated service quality and service standards, the pay will elevate with that. I mean, let's put it this way. I want to get paid to be a doctor in Presbyterian. All right, I want to be a heart surgeon. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to pay for med school. I just want to, tomorrow morning, I want to start being a doctor. And if you don't let me be a doctor, then you're a racist. Why is that?
Okay, Mike,
because you have to be trained to be a good doctor.
You know something? You're stretching this. You've made your point. Okay.
No,
made your point, and let's move on to the next topic. Okay. You've definitely made your point about all this, okay? And I don't disagree.
The rule is still in the book, so apparently I didn't make my point as well. So.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you. Okay, let's move on to another topic. Okay, we got lots of topics to talk about.
I'll tell you what. Let's move on to a related topic.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the beach. let's move on to a related topic.
Okay.
I just read where Travis Kalanick, or as I call him, Travis Kalanick,
right,
from Uber or Uber. He's a big rah-rah in Pittsburgh. Now, I don't know how they chose Pittsburgh out of all the cities in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
To have
all the steel mills in Pittsburgh are probably closed down, and people need jobs.
Right.
Okay.
So he's basically going out there to tell the people who need jobs that their job is gone, and they're going to shift Uber into, computer automatic cars. And I don't know how, out of all the conceivable places in the universe, he chose Pittsburgh to jump in there with driverless car technology. And it dovetails with the fact that Uber's on the hot seat, where Bloomberg Media, not Mike and Abe Media, but Bloomberg Media, were starting to ask some questions for their investors. In essence, where's our money? We invested billions of dollars like 4 or 5 years ago. When do we see dime one on return on investment? And it's kind of like watching Ralph Cramden with his hamina, hamina, hamina routine. And now all of a sudden, here comes the publicity for driverless cars. It's like, excuse me, so you're going to double down on driverless cars, and you're going to tell your investors that driverless cars are going to make your money worth double what it was, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is that nothing is happening, and it's just since it's a family show, it's a crank job, I think, just to flood the media with publicity. So the investors will get off his back.
Well,
right? I mean, there's so much BS out there.
I know, but Mike, you know, the media will be watching this very closely. Okay?
Right.
And, right now the driverless cars have drivers.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because they're not really driverless cars. Okay? They're just test models. Okay? Now, you want to know my take on it? First of all, I what are the pros of driverless cars for the vehicle owners, for the ones that are putting them out there? Okay, the pros are, number one, you don't have to pay a driver. Okay, number two, you can keep the car on the road 24 hours a day. Okay, because there is no driver, so the car and the driver don't have to sleep. Okay,
right.
Number three, and the cars don't have to take lunch breaks or toilet breaks. Okay, so those are the pros, that the cars could be going 24 hours a day and bringing in money. Okay, so what are the cons? Okay, now I believe the cons far outweigh the pros. Okay, number one, well, you don't have to pay the driver, but you have to buy the car. You know, where you weren't buying the car before, you're buying the car. Okay,
right.
Okay, now, of course, you're buying, they have contracts with, car companies to build, 1,000 cars, so they're getting them probably at some kind of discount than if you went into your retail, car dealer, okay? All right? But still, you have to buy the car. You have to pay for the maintenance on the car. And number three, I see accidents happening by the gazillions. Okay, I don't care how good I don't care how good they make these cars. I don't care how well the system is that knows how to the virtual drivers of the car, which is a computer, right? I don't care how well you make them, going over all those potholes, especially in Midtown Manhattan, right? Those cars are going to have lots of accidents. I don't care. And I think that most people will have to be out of their mind to get into a car that doesn't have a driver and say, take me to the airport and step on it. Right.
Well, the other thing is with this driverless car, let me just interject real quick. I know I was blabbing, so I apologize for blabbing more. I think this dovetails with the city council, with these people in the city council, with the no English required requirement with the city council. This was a preamble to supporting the driverless car, because they want to dehumanize the taxi driver. Because they said basically, you really don't have to communicate with the driver to get where you're going. No, that's like, why do you go to one restaurant versus another? You go to one form of transportation, a.k.a. the yellow cab, because you get in and it's like, well, you know, I could talk to the cabbie about sports and the weather. I could chat it up and talk about my daughter in college and talk about the stock market. I mean, people, it's been grossly underestimated how much people just like to get into a yellow cab in New York City and chat with the driver. They don't want a robot all the time. They like the
experience. Well, they do. They do like,
and the service quality involved.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but here's another thing, you know, as far as language is concerned, you pick up the phone, right? How many times have you picked up the phone and dialed one of your friendly utilities? You know, because you have a complaint or you have an outage on your system, whatever. And the first thing you hear is, for English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say that in Spanish, for Spanish, press 2. Well, you know, these people won't need to talk to anybody because they're going to get into the back of a taxi, right? And it's going to say, for English, press 1, for Spanish, press 2, for Chinese, press 3, you know, in each different language, it'll be explained, okay?
Right.
And then you press 3, you're Chinese. So you only speak Chinese. So you press 3 for Chinese, and then it's going to ask you in Chinese, where do you want to go?
Right.
Okay, so these
are we going to do the show from now on in Chinese?
No, but they could press 3. They could press 3 for Chinese if they like. Right.
No, but I mean, if we do the show
yeah.
in Chinese,
yeah.
then the people in the audience can then get a translation program and plug into their computer so they can hear us talking in Chinese. But they'll understand the translation in English.
But that's true. Right? That's true. That exists, Mike. That technology exists. So what will happen is they'll get into one of these taxis, and there won't be any language problem because the computer will be equipped to handle any language that the passengers speak.
Okay? I say, you know, they got all these surveys in the back of the cab. That annoying TV. They never do anything in the survey department to ask if the TLC. The taxi commission is doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I would venture to say, put that survey in the back of cabs. Do you want cab drivers to have basic language skills? Yes or no? Do you want yellow cab drivers in New York to have basic English proficiency before they get a taxi license? Yes or no? I guarantee you the response will be like 95%. Yes, I want my driver to have some basic language skills. Because let's put it this way. Again, with your lady going up to Riverdale in the snow on Broadway, the car swerves off the road and crashes. Now you're stuck with a guy who doesn't speak any English. What are you going to do? You're going to play charades on the side of the road in 3 feet of snow to get the police and the ambulance? I mean, it's like, sounds like ambulance, leg broken. I mean,
okay, I mean, Mike, you're right. I told you, you know. You know, let's move on.
I'm sorry, we're getting on the track.
I know you're really hot on this thing, and I don't blame you, okay? But you know,
Let me ask you this question.
You're a native New Yorker, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a typical taxi passenger when you're not driving, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, would you get into a car? You're going from where you live in Queens, okay, and you're going to a wedding in Canarsie, okay?
I am?
Yeah, you're going to a wedding in Canarsie, okay? In order to get there, you're going to have to take the BQE, okay, and into the Belt, and take the Belt around to get off at Seaview Avenue, okay?
Right.
All right? Which there are a lot of different ways you can go, but that's one way, okay?
Right.
Are you going to get into a car with no driver to drive on the Belt Parkway at 50 miles an hour?
Hell no.
This is the point I'm trying to make.
No.
You know, hit one pothole on that Belt Parkway. Is that car's computer equipped to know to swerve, you know, to the left or right so that it doesn't hit the cars around him? Okay? All right? Something falls off a truck in front of you. Is that car going to be able to stop in time and not hit that thing that fell off a truck that it didn't recognize, whatever the hell it is? Could be a garbage can. Right. It could be anything, okay? I want a driver in my car. I don't care what you say. I want a driver in my car, All right?
Right.
That's the point I'm
trying.
That's the point I want to make. Okay? You know,
well,
you can get into a car. You can get into a car at 42nd and 1st Avenue and punch in, take me to 42nd and 3rd Avenue, and probably do that safely if there's no driver. Okay? But there are so many instances where you need a driver. The lawyers are going to be laughing all the way to the bank. Okay? All the way to the Federal Reserve, right? At the lawsuits that are going to come up from these driverless cars. Okay?
Right.
All right?
Well, what about the Navy? There was a Navy SEAL. This is a guy who's like a Navy SEAL who was one of the test drivers of driverless cars, and he got killed, sadly, while test driving a driverless car because at the last second, the car couldn't differentiate between, I think it was a green and
red
and the light.
I know. And you know something? Yeah, I know. I just want to say one thing. He was probably looking at his smartphone. Because he figured, I don't need to drive. The car is driving, right?
I don't know. You're gonna watch it. You don't want to get sued, Phil. I mean, you never know. I don't. But I mean, here's the thing. I mean, the guy, the car says it does well. Right now, the car has some things we're working out. That means it doesn't work. It said between the red light and the green light, and the light was hitting the car at a certain angle, and the car couldn't differentiate between red light, green light, and sunlight. So it ran the stop sign and killed the guy. So, but I mean, this whole technology thing, and all of a sudden, the BS is that as soon as it gets approved, everybody's going to throw away their existing car and replace it with a driverless car, which is nonsense. And I'll tell you, alluding to something,
that's not going to happen. People love their cars.
I like to drive.
I know there are people that sit all day in an office and they can't wait to get into their car and drive home. Okay.
Unfortunately, there's too many of those.
Yeah, well, you know, and they show it on the road by the way they drive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to get all of their frustrations out by stepping on that gas pedal. Okay.
Right.
They don't want to sit in a car that's going to go with the speed limit. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
the robots and computers only do what you tell them to do. I had a guy in the cab who's a technology expert. He goes, it's a machine that tells you what to do. Now, let's say you take a robot car, again, with your out to the airport. It's like, I'm going to take a robot car out to the airport. It's like, okay, well, there's traffic on the BQE. I'll go around the traffic. The robot car is going to, obey every single law and rule, and it's not going to bend any rules, which obviously that's the whole game with cab driving is common sense. Because there is a human element.
Mm-hmm.
The robot car is going to go 20 miles an hour because the company won't let it go 25 or over because that's the speed limit. The robot car will not take any U-turns. The robot car will not go around traffic. The robot car may not alert the police if there's a guy with a bomb in the robot car because it would be politically incorrect, and you have to make sure there's a guy with a bomb in the car versus a cab driver maybe like sidling up to a cop and saying, excuse me, officer, I have a flat tire, and looking at the guy in the back, who might be having a bomb in the car. So there are security issues with the robot car, and it's just a few people looking to make a fortune on the robot car, and everybody else in the public, the sheep, are the ones who are going to get slaughtered.
Mike, let me ask you this, all right? I know you don't have any Walmarts in the city of New York, okay, for some reason.
Any what?
Walmart stores, okay, but there is one in...
We don't have any Walmart stores because they employ too many people and create too many jobs.
Yeah, well there's Walmart stores all over the country, okay? I mean, there's one, the closest one I know to where you live is just over the line in Nassau County, okay?
Right.
I forget where, somewhere in the five towns. I've been there, okay? But I'm sure some of the supermarkets that you deal with have cash machines where you could check yourself out, right?
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. And have you ever gone into one and fed cash into one of those machines?
Yes, I have.
And those machines, and those machines are equipped to give you change, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what about the people that want to pay cash for these taxi rides? Okay. Will they have cash machines in the taxi where you could feed in your $20 bill and get $5 change? If so, if so, then they will have to have a hefty supply of cash inside of those taxis, Right?
Right.
Well, what do you think the criminals are going to do?
They're going to smash the machine.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be vandalism heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, vandalism heaven.
Vandalism heaven for the people that are going to get into these cars with knives and cut the back seats up, right?
Yeah.
You know, throw up in the cab.
Right.
They wouldn't bother sticking their head out the window to throw up. What for? Just throw up in the cab,
right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, exactly, you know. It wasn't me. Yeah.
You know, there are so many variables that they cannot get around, you
right.
know?
What they're going to do, and what they're going to do is they're going to jam it down our throats. This is the problem.
Yeah,
because we have gutless cowards, apparently, on the city council.
Well, would you want to get into a taxi?
Bengals to kiss ass.
Well, would you want to get into a taxi where there's no driver and probably somebody vomited in the cab earlier in the evening?
Yes, I do.
well, this
I
is,
love to smell
what
vomit
I'm saying
in the
is,
morning.
You know, only a driver could know, hey, there's vomit in the cab. I better get this thing cleaned. All
right? Right.
Okay.
And you're denying me my right to smell vomit in cab.
They may even pee on the floor in the cab.
Right. Even better. Then
right.
It'll be like the subway.
The thing is this. Do they really know what they're getting themselves into? These people who are putting out these driverless cars. Do they have any idea what people will do in the back seat of a taxi cab, especially when no one is looking?
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, that's what we do. We're yeah, it's a family show. We can't even say, you know, it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to be like a fast stay motel in the back of a driver's car.
Oh, yeah, right. There'll be condoms on the floor, used.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. I used to get that in my taxi. Okay.
Right.
I mean,
honestly, you got to say if it's 10 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And you've been drinking beer all night.
Right.
And there's no place to take a leak, and you see a driverless car. I mean, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to get in that driverless car and start pissing in the back of the driverless car.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely
correct. And then the next guy who's been drinking is going to smell the urine. And he's going to get sick, and he's going to throw up. Did I have urine and vomit?
He's going to step in the urine. As soon as he gets
step in the
car,
urine, throw up.
And he's going to say, what's soaking in through my sneakers? I mean, come on, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
This is doomed for failure.
So what we're telling the people is if you want urine, vomit, used condoms and terrorists in the back of your cabs with bombs, then vote for the driverless car.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want that, then keep the yellow cabs rolling. And like I said, all this is a bunch of BS coming from, in 1 man's opinion, you can't spell Uber without BS.
I know.
And
listen,
I think, it, again...
Listen to this. What is this driverless car going to do if it doesn't have a fare?
Right.
Okay. Drops off a fare on 96th and Broadway, right?
Right.
And, you know, how many times have you ridden down Broadway without a fare and didn't get one until you maybe reached Columbus Circle? Okay.
Right.
All right?
Exactly.
I mean, what is the car going to do when it drops off the fare? Is it going to start driving around empty?
I'm driving around empty.
Or is it gonna pull over into a spot where there's no place to park?
Going to pull into a spot. And I'll tell you what, I'll be the robot car and you be Abe. You get in. Okay, ready, go.
I'm the robot car. Yeah, okay.
I'm the robot car sitting on the corner of 96th and Broadway.
Okay.
You don't know anything?
Is this an available
robot car.
Is this my first time?
This is your first time in a robot car, and
okay.
I am the robot car. Ready? Let's try it. Go.
I close the door. Where the hell is the driver?
It's one of these automatic cars.
Where are you going, sir? I'm going to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is closed today.
What do you mean it's closed today?
I'm sorry.
To get me a person. I don't want to talk to a computer. Get me a person.
You said the Brooklyn Diner or Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Brooklyn is over today. I'm sorry, sir.
No, take me to. I want to go to the Brooklyn Dodgers.
We haven't even left the curve. We haven't even left the curve.
How much is it going to cost?
It depends if you want to go local or if you want to take the highway. The GPS says the best way to go right now is George Washington Bridge onto the Jersey Turnpike. That's the fastest way, sir.
And how much will that cost?
That would cost $300.
I think I'll get another car. There's one behind me. He has a driver in it.
No problem. Please pay the meter, 640. Please pay the meter, 640. Please pay the meter, 640.
Bye-bye.
Please pay the meter. Beep, 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 beep.
Maybe you need one of those.
There's your driver.
Maybe you can't get into a driver car, a driverless car without an Uber account. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Look, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Okay?
Yeah. I jump back to the fact that it goes to Travis Kalanick, as I lovingly call him. Travis Kalanick is in the hot seat for finding a way to make his investors happy and stop them from storming the castle to get their money back. So he's trying to hype this driverless car fiasco to be because he wants them to think that things are happening when, in fact, it's just a lot of BS in Pittsburgh. I got to call Pittsburgh cabbies and ask them what it's all about.
What about all of these auto companies that are jumping into the, getting on the bandwagon, as they call it? You know, Volvo, General Motors, Tesla. Can they all be so dumb?
Can they all be so dumb? The only thing close we have to a driverless thing in the city right now is the JFK $5 ride from the JFK terminals to Jamaica Station. So there's no human on board, and the thing goes 80 miles an hour. In fact, I've developed this weird system. When I give the car to my weekend driver, he drops me at a terminal, and I jump on that train to Jamaica Station because I like him to start at Kennedy because he did very well on the weekend for him when he starts at Kennedy. That's his routine. He likes starting in the lodge at Kennedy on
Friday.
All right,
so you go to Jamaica Station and?
I take the monorail train to Jamaica Station where I change to a regular train and go back to my house in Queens by LaGuardia Airport. So with that said, I have to admit, I'm on that train sometimes with like 100 people, like let's say 50 people per car, and it's going 80 miles an hour, and there's not one human operating the train. I wouldn't mind having a human on that train.
Oh, you mean in other words, the train is driverless.
It's driverless, and it's just wee.
Well, let me tell you the reason why that works, because it has tracks to guide it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is being controlled by a human somewhere, okay, remotely.
Yeah.
Okay.
The human not on the train.
But the human's not on the train, all right? But it has tracks to guide it. Driverless cars will not have tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, and I'm a little bit older than you, Mike, and you may not remember this. We used to have trolleys on the street. Okay, I saw the end of the trolley era when I was a little kid. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And they had drivers, but still, the trolleys had these things that went up into the air and were hooked up to electric lines.
Right.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember that? You're not as old as I am, because they were gone by the time I was 6-7 years old. Okay.
Right.
All right, I'm talking about.
You were six. Let me say, you were 6 years old once.
I was younger than that.
Wow.
No, but I remember the trolleys. It was sort of like the end of the trolley era. Okay.
Right.
Because by the time I was a teenager, they were gone. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right. So, they had these electric wires that they hooked into. Above on the street that ran them. Okay, I have a very, very vague remembrance of this. All right?
Right.
You know, my mother used to take me out, and I couldn't have been more than 4 or 5 years old, okay, before they disappeared. All right. But as far as the train from JFK having no driver, the train has tracks. And the tracks guide the train. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very far ride from JFK to Jamaica Station. Right?
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're not going to have, the driverless cars will not have tracks. There's nothing more to say.
Right.
Okay? That's it. Mm-hmm. They will be out there on their own against all the elements on the street. Okay, the garbage cans that fly off in the wind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the grease that the oil that is spilled out of the car in front of you. Okay,
right.
I mean, mm-hmm. you know, nonsense is going to happen as a substitute for another word. Okay.
Well, you can say the other word. It doesn't bother me.
All right, shit's going to happen.
I'm looking at one of the other things you sent me. 3-strike policy for cab drivers pushed by city manager.
Oh, yeah.
Council Daniel Garodnik, who never drove a cab in his life.
Okay, yeah.
So, being another law being passed by somebody who never drove a cab. Let's see what they have to say. Suspension for cabbies. three license suspension within a 10-year period. And the license suspension, a lot of times, what do you mean, driver's license or what?
TLC license, I think.
Listen, I mean, right now, you know what it comes down to? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He said, those cabbies that remain, in spite of all these rules and procedures and tests and everything else, the yellow cab driver that remains is going to do very well because they will be the ones who can survive all this nonsense, and there will be hardly any cab drivers left to drive. They are harassing and rulemaking the human beings out of the business, which is probably what they want. And I don't even know what this city is anymore. I mean, you're out of the city retired. I mean, the city has become just a nest of wackos now. And I don't know how they BS their way into getting elected.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not even the Democratic Party anymore. I mean, it's very disturbing. I mean, even Howard Stern says he's not voting Democratic anymore because he doesn't know what they are anymore. I mean, this is Howard Stern. He's a lifelong Democrat, native New Yorker, best radio show guy in the business. So I think a lot of people have used the camouflage of saying they're Democrats, and they might be something else, because right now I see all this anti cab driver, anti labor nonsense being passed, anti human. I mean, they want to pass driverless cars, not even caring about, let's say, a 10-year window for safety to check them out. They want to do them right away because apparently somebody's been shoveling money at the politicians. It's very disturbing. I mean, and I'll rant from the highest mountain about the bad things about driverless cars. Now, the other thing is, why can't a cab driver have on his hack license the amount of experience they have before someone gets in the car? I mean, right now, a cab pulls up to pick somebody up, right? I mean, it's always been the case. You don't know what the experience is of that driver. Why can't a driver have an official designation? Like with you, like I say, he's been driving for 20 years. Say he's been driving for 30
well,
years.
Well,
he's been driving for 5
I think
years.
I think
you get in, you don't
look,
know what you get.
Mike, everybody has to start somewhere, okay? And even I
why?
Why? Because even I had my first day in a taxi. Okay, now uh-huh. now, you know, nobody knows whether you're good or bad in the beginning. Okay, but mm-hmm. how are you going to give somebody a chance to work his way up if you have that?
No, but I mean, why should someone have to learn every single thing driving a cab? I mean, the passenger, if you get someone who's driving a cab who has its first day and it's a rookie, the passenger should get a 20% discount. I mean, it should be noted, like you know, something.
All right, so what you're saying is that experienced drivers should be allowed to make more money, but in that case, they'll always be looking for inexperienced drivers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just asking. If everybody's so rah-rah about,
Mike.
What about the passengers?
Look, maybe as a compromise to what you're saying is, once a driver passes his 10-year mark, it should be noted that this driver has been driving for over 10 years.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Let's move to 8. If you're in line waiting for a cab, and there's a line of cabs, and there's 12 cabs, and you have your choice of getting in a cab with a guy with 10 years experience or getting a cab with no experience, you're going to take the cab driver with 10 years experience, correct?
Well, naturally.
Right. So okay. Why can't the passengers and the riding public have that choice? Or at least they can see from the outside before they hail that cab what the level of experience is with the driver.
Very simply put, because it wouldn't be fair to this guy that doesn't have the experience. You know, how's he supposed to make any money and get experience?
Well, if it's very busy, people will take that cab. If it's busy and they need a cab, they'll take the cab. But right now, you have passengers basically training cab drivers. If a driver has no experience, he doesn't. Right now, according to the taxi commission, he doesn't have to speak English. And
well,
I guess,
what's stopping?
Maybe he does or does not know.
You're sitting online at the Port Authority. You've done that, right?
Rarely.
Well, I've done that a lot of times. Okay, what's to stop people from going cab to cab and asking them, how long have you been driving a taxi?
Well, instead of that, letting the cab driver voluntarily put his experience on the outside of the cab, like a sticker or something, voluntarily.
All right, I sort of agree with you, but I can see reasons why not to do it. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. All right?
Well, what are the reasons not to do it? What are the passenger reasons not to have that?
The passenger reasons, they would love to have it.
Okay,
it's not fair to the guy that may be good and has but doesn't have the experience yet.
Okay.
Okay.
To be continued, because we'll be here all day.
Yeah, all right. That's all I'm saying. You gotta give the newbies a break. All right?
Right.
I mean, look, if you're a rookie on a baseball team, the manager's going to let you hit once in a while to see how you do, right?
Well, if you're a fan paying to see that baseball team, are you going to pay top dollar to see a rookie who's never been on the field before? Or are you going to pay top dollar to see the guy who's going to the Hall of Fame?
I'm not going to pay any dollars to these people because they want too much money to see the game. All right? All I'm saying is everybody deserves a chance to start. All right?
Right. But why should the passengers be paying the same money for a guy who doesn't speak English, and I'm guessing if he doesn't speak English, he's never been raised in the city, so probably doesn't know where he's going on a moment's notice. Why should the passenger have to get pot luck and pay the same for an inexperienced driver versus a career driver? Why should the passenger have to pay the same money?
Okay, I'm going to end this discussion with one line, because that's the way it is. Okay?
That's the way it shouldn't be.
That's the way it is. Now I got another topic for you, Mike. All right? In Massachusetts, right, a law has been passed. Okay?
Yeah. Or they say in New York, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? In Massachusetts, a law has been passed.
That's like the 10-minute debate in one, like, New Yorkism.
Yeah.
What are you
going to do? Right. Forget about it.
Yeah. Welcome to Brooklyn. Forget about it.
In Massachusetts, a law has been passed to tax all ride sharing, Uber, Lyft, and any other ride sharing, okay, 5 cents a trip to help the taxi industry.
Come on. They're not going to do anything to help the taxi industry.
The law is already passed.
5 cents a trip? So what does it mean? You get 50 cents a day or a dollar a day to help the taxi industry? How are they going to help the taxi industry?
Go out of business. Well, according to Uber, they're doing millions of fares.
Oh, please. 5 cents a trip. 5 cents a trip.
Yeah, 5 cents a trip.
Now, can that money be used to sue Uber and Lyft to get them out of business? I mean, can they use that money?
That isn't clear, but it's you know, perhaps to be used for maintenance on the taxis.
5 cents a trip is a dollar a day.
Per every car. They might have 1,000 cars out there.
Yeah, but who made this rule? Why
the Massachusetts legislature made the law. It's not a rule. It's a law. Just like we have to pay the MTA tax, the TNCs, the Transportation Network, whatever they are, you know, ride sharing, whatever you want to call them, is now going to have to pay a 5 cent tax on every trip they do to help the taxi industry.
A 5% tax? Or
5 cents. 5 cents. Five Lincolns.
Oh, God. I would tell them, take your 5 cents, and I can't say what to do with it, but I would reject it. I said, no, I don't want 5 cents.
They're not going to reject it, Mike. They're not going to reject it. They're going to take the money.
Why?
I don't know why. Because would you turn down money if they said to you, here's $20 to help you with maintenance?
Yeah, because I might be having a lawsuit to sue them and put them out of business. Because now that you're accepting 5 cents, you're saying that you are happy and we love you and thank you for 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. You know, you're kind of like an admission that everything is wonderful by taking this money.
Obviously,
and I don't know what morons they have wanting to show,
Mike,
up there.
This is an article you haven't read. Okay, I'm going to send it to you. Okay?
I will read it to me.
Okay.
Please send it to me.
Okay.
So I can get angry.
Okay, what else we got, Mike?
We got a sunny day, and I'm all set to go outside. How about that?
Uh-huh. How long has this show been on? We're in the 50-minute mark.
We're in the what?
We're over 50 minutes. 5-0.
5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a
show. All right.
Yeah.
So do you want to cut it? You want to talk about anything else?
No. Right now, the only thing I want to talk about is I just want everybody to go out there, have a happy, healthy end of summer. I can't believe it's August 20th.
Okay.
I want to thank you for making a great website, and the show is rocking and rolling. We got people looking at the website. And I just really, we have the elections coming up with Trump and Hillary. It's all Trump, all Hillary, all the time. And you can't get away from it. Because
there's Jill Stein. Okay.
Jill Stein.
Okay,
yeah,
she's
the Bernie Jr.
She's the Green Party candidate. Okay.
Right.
And then there's then you could write somebody in. There's another one. There's a Libertarian Party candidate. I forget his name.
Right. And there's Gary Johnson. Bernie. He's Bernie Jr. I call him. So if you're too chicken to make it, but to be a grown up and make it,
I'm going to tell you the truth, Mike. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't like any of them. Okay.
They're all just right.
You know, but it's my obligation as an American citizen to vote. Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to figure out somebody to write in.
You're going to vote for me?
Well, what good would you do?
How bad could I be?
How bad could you be? All right.
Maybe
I'll vote for Howard Stern.
Maybe. He'll get votes.
Yeah.
He'll get votes.
You know?
So you got to vote for somebody, because right now, it's out of 330 million people, to narrow it down to these four people, it's a little strange. Let's just put it
It's really narrowed down to two people. You know, the other two don't stand a chance in hell of getting anywhere near winning the race. So basically, if you vote for one of them, you're throwing away your vote. Okay?
Pretty much. I mean, that's one thing. I wonder how those two are going to split their... I mean, between Gary Johnson and the Lady Stein, they're probably at about 10%, 11% of the vote now. I wonder who is the beneficiary of that situation. I mean, of that 11%, the Bernie folks and the anti-Trump folks, or the anti-Hillary and the anti-Trump. I wonder who is on the right side of that 11% not voting
for
Trump and Hillary.
I'm just going to say this: this whole system has to be changed. Okay.
Right.
You know, we have to have a choice of at least a dozen candidates. Okay, from a dozen different parties. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a runoff. You know, if somebody doesn't get the majority of the votes. Okay.
Right.
All right. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and the media should be obligated to not take any sides like they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's unbelievable when you turn on CBS News and you hear them talk about Trump as if he's some sort of devil, okay?
Right.
And you know. I mean, he's not a devil. He's a man with an idea. I do believe he's being honest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any personal motivation for wanting to be president. Okay. But people, you know. Well, here's what somebody said to me. They had the perfect campaign song for Trump, okay? And you might remember this Billy Joel song, right? You may be right. I may be crazy, but it just might be a lunatic you're looking for.
There you go.
you remember that song?
Yeah, it was a big song. Now, the one thing I noticed with Trump, I think, now this is a little bit down the garden path of things, but I think the media, the mass media, is also mad at Trump because when these elections started, the media advertising was supposed to be about $1.5 billion, which each candidate they were looking at from a Democratic Party and from a Republican Party, mm-hmm. we're going to probably spend about $700 or $800 million each for the election process. Now, they were drooling over this pot of $1.5 billion. And then Trump comes along and starts spending his own money, and then he's not spending that much because he's got cameras all the time every time he says something.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hillary comes along and says, well, he's not spending, so I don't have to spend. So now I think combined they've spent $150 million versus $1.5 billion. So the mass media might be trying to make it into a race and make controversy because they're dying to get some of this money into their advertising, and it just isn't there.
Okay.
And
with
and
that,
they're mad at Trump because
and on that note, I'm going to end this show. Okay.
Good.
Okay, because this is not a political show. It's a show about taxicabs. Okay.
Well, I can't think of anything more political than taxicabs in New York.
Well, that's true. But if you want to talk about politics and taxis, that's another story. Okay.
Well, that'll be next week.
I don't think any one of them give a flying hoot about the problems that the taxicabs have. All right.
That's a good question. I mean, who would the cab driver supporters versus the non cab driver supporters be? I mean, that would be a very interesting thing indeed. I mean, let's find that out for the next show.
Okay. All right. We'll try. All right. You do that.
I'm
giving you that assignment, Mike.
Great. I'll do what I can.
Well, you know, you seem to have your finger on the your pulse on the finger on the pulse or whatever. Okay.
I'm gonna go to where all the information for that would be available, and that's a little bar on the boardwalk of Long Beach. I'm sure they're all the people who know are in there.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
All right.
We've made progress.
So thank you, New York, for listening. And this has been the Mike and Abe Show. And with a lot of luck, we'll be back next week.
Thank you, folks. See you next week. Enjoy the beach. Snow's on the way.
Bye-bye.